This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The state is working with a Western water group to send more water to ranchers and farmers. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackus reports.
The Colorado River District and the Colorado Water Conservation Board are releasing more than 200 million gallons of water into the Yampa River Basin. The release from Elkhead Reservoir in northwest Colorado will provide relief to farmers and ranchers in the Yampa Valley impacted by severe drought. The River District is working to release additional water into the Yampa to delay what's known as a call on the river. That would restrict water use for some junior water rights holders. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackus, CPR News.
Colorado schools are spending more time helping struggling readers get to grade level. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The first year of a multi-year independent evaluation of Colorado's 2012 READ Act shows schools are using different levels of support for students, as state law dictates. Evaluators also say early literacy grants to help students with reading deficiencies have been, quote, transformational. But challenges remain. State school board member Joyce Rankin says some school administrators tell her new reading strategies amount to just more phonics instruction, but she says it's more complex.
This is not just phonics. This is rocket science.
Evaluators say schools also suffer from a lack of qualified prospective teachers who understand the most up-to-date research on teaching reading. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Aurora officer who faces charges of failure to intervene or report excessive force was fired on Thursday. An investigation into a violent arrest in July found that Francine Martinez violated police department rules by not stopping a fellow officer from beating an unarmed man or reporting the incident. This is CPR News and KRCC.